It's one of the most vexing problems state lawmakers face, how to curb the rising cost of healthcare. In Washington, there's one specific line item in the healthcare budget that's startling, but few at the Capitol are talking about. Taxpayers now foot the bill for more than half of all births in Washington. Correspondent Austin Jenkins went to find out why that number is so high.
At Mason General Hospital, northwest of Olympia, a newborn baby protests as a nurse checks his temperature and his diaper. Jack arrived 3 weeks early after his mom, Carly Earls, endured a miserable pregnancy.
A lot of vomiting, a lot of hospital stays, a lot of IV fluids and nausea medicine.
Through it all, Earls' medical care was covered by Medicaid. That's the joint state-federal health care program for the poor. In fact, Medicaid paid for more than half of the nearly 86,000 births in Washington in 2011.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that don't think that the state should pay for it. But things happen and you don't have insurance, I guess.
As she cradles Jack, Earls, who's 28, says what happened in her case was her IUD failed.
Surprise! He was our surprise.
Earls also has a 6-year-old daughter named Haley. She works part-time in a church daycare. Her husband just got full-time work as a mechanic after years of unsteady jobs. They have no insurance, so government-funded coverage was their only option. Earls is a typical Medicaid patient, says Marcia Rolick, an administrator at Mason General.
Working poor is a lot of this. You know, the uninsured working. I mean, yes, there is a subpopulation, but it's not the classic welfare mom. Those are more the exception than the rule.
State statistics bear that out. The majority of women whose pregnancies are covered by Medicaid earn too much money to qualify for welfare. Here's one other stat that also runs counter to the welfare mom stereotype. Dr. Lori Cawthon crunches the numbers for Washington's Department of Social and Health Services. She says most Medicaid deliveries are for first or second children.
The women who remain, the 10-15% who are having their third or greater child, is on the order of less than 4,000.
Most experts agree it makes good financial sense to provide prenatal care to pregnant moms who lack insurance. It saves money later on from complications. But this coverage doesn't come cheap. In the last fiscal year, Medicaid spent $700 million in Washington to care for moms and infants. Again, Dr. Cawthon.
Whatever side of the fence you're on, it's a very large amount of money.
Especially when you consider this. The Department of Health surveys these new moms and asks them if their pregnancy was planned or unplanned.
Just over half of women on Medicaid say that when they conceive their child, they either wanted to be pregnant later or never.
In other words, more than half of Medicaid births are the result of unintended pregnancies. Washington House Budget Chair Ross Hunter says there are long-term financial and human costs associated with so many babies being born into low-income families.
It's just a huge relationship between poverty as a young kid and bad outcomes.
Hunter, a Democrat, believes the state must provide services that help low-income kids overcome the odds. But he also hopes the Federal Affordable Care Act and its focus on primary care results in fewer unplanned pregnancies.
What we're hoping here is that by having a relationship with a doctor, because you're there anyway, they can say, well, here, you can go get this, you can get this, you can have, and all of a sudden you have a set of options to you that are much broader than just what's available on the shelf in the drugstore.
Hunter, like most Democrats, supports expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Washington legislative Republicans say they haven't ruled that out, but want to proceed carefully. We reached out to several Republicans for this story, but all declined to be interviewed. Recently, Washington expanded its free contraception program, called Take Charge, to include women and men who earn up to 250% of the federal poverty level.
Hi, mister. Come here, honey.
Back at Mason General Hospital, Carly Earls holds her baby Jack close. She makes no apologies about having another child, even if he was a surprise, and even though she and her husband are uninsured and make so little money, they qualify for food stamps.
I know that I'm a good mom, and I know that I take care of my kids. And I'll take care of Jack just as well as I have Haley. And I don't think that being on the poverty line is making me less of a parent.
Earls is grateful Medicaid was there when she needed it, Next time she needs medical care, she hopes she'll have private insurance. Her husband's new job as a mechanic offers coverage after 6 months. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.